Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. This episode, I wanted to share an awesome website by Jeremy Thomas. You may have heard of it. You've probably seen some tweets about it, maybe in some Slack channels. It's called Web Design in 4 Minutes. And this website is so well done. I just had to share it with you. And the thing about it is it goes through all the steps of creating a website. Now, it covers them in what I think is a really good and a preferred way of actually building your site out, and it runs through all those steps there. So this is something that I think is very handy for anyone who's looking to get into web design and learn kind of the process, as well as just generally for anyone who's even experienced to be able to see, you know, how Jeremy does these things, rather, as well as generally I see a lot of people doing this, and I like to do this myself as well, at least for the most part, along the same lines. But it just illustrates really good examples of how you should be building a site and what you should be looking for. So I'm just going to quickly go over this. So you can find it at jgthms.com/web-design-in-4-minutes. I know I see these URLs, but links will always be in the show notes. And if you just Google for web design in 4 minutes, I'm sure it will come up for you. So what it essentially does, you know, if you want to kind of spoiler alert, is it loads a site, no styling. It just says Web Design in 4 Minutes by Jeremy Thomas as a link, and it runs through saying, you know, what you want to do with your own website. And it kind of prompts you. So it asks you a question: what is the first thing you need to work on? And the first thing is highlighted as a link. You click on that, it steps through, and it tells you about content. And all the reasons for content there. I'm not going to spoil that bit. Really good reading. Everything you click on here, you should read from start to end. Really handy and useful there. So you click on first thing, and then you get on to the next thing, centering. Then you're styling the text itself. Then making it more readable with spacing and things like that. So it's covering all these different areas so far of getting things looking nice before you worry about all the fluff. Which is something you should do just for like readability and contrast and things like that. And it goes through making sure things are balanced, and then, you know, adding some colors in there to give it a little bit of identity, a little bit of something so it's not so bland. Providing secondary colors just to kind of align things up and start giving it some more vibrance and things like that. Adding a custom font to kind of make it a little bit more unique and a little bit more different from just something stock. And then just adding images and things like that to the page, as well as enhancing some other kind of styling there. So it's a really great site. I really highly recommend everyone checking this one out. It's probably the best site I've seen in quite a long time. And you think about it and you're like, well, this is a pretty simple idea. You know, it's not actually doing that much. But really, it's providing a whole lot of value. And it's showing it in it being presented in a way that is just so digestible for basically anyone. So as I said, whether you're a beginner or you're, you know, a seasoned veteran in web design, I think it's very interesting. Even if you're a designer and seeing how front-end developers kind of build things out, or, you know, a way that certain people might build things out. I don't want to kind of say that everyone builds this way, but it's just a nice run-through about, you know, what you need to know in creating a nice website, you know, in a 4 minute summary, essentially. There are parts that do make this look a little bit easier. Like there are some things you've got to learn about when they talk about spacing and stuff like that. It's not so straightforward, but this article does explain it very well, and it's interactive. It's very compelling. Really great job. So hats off to Jeremy Thomas there. Fantastic website. This is something you should definitely be checking out, and maybe even keep it in say, like a guides bookmark or something like that to come back and have a look at and refresh yourself every now and then, because it's quite a nice website and everything it conveys is really, really well done. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Have you checked this out? What are your thoughts on it? Is there anything that you would change or add to this site? I'd love to know your thoughts on that. But yeah, that's essentially it. Send through any comments, things like that, to codacatchup@gmail.com. You can send it through as a tweet to @CodaCatchUp. You can leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. But yeah, I'd really love to know your thoughts. And again, hats off to Jeremy Thomas if you're listening. Fantastic site. Absolutely loved it. other than that, if you do have a spare few moments, I'd appreciate if you could just leave a rating and review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. It gives some visibility in the podcast, as well as it helps me kind of find out where everything's at with the podcast. Also, there is a Slack channel. You can jump in there. You just go to slack.codacatchup.com, enter your email address, and you'll be invited into the Slack channel. You can just talk everything, talk shop essentially about web design, development, whatever, anything in regards to the web there. But other than that, catch the next episode.